Narrative Frameworks 25 Presence and the absence of presence, life and death, presence and the inversion of presence, which understands presence as something other than itself, which understands presence as death. Presence is life, life is presence. And presence, life, can be none other than itself. When it is other than itself, we are mistaken. We are taken somewhere else when there is nowhere else to go. Just like the source, the ultimate, the essence of life itself, pure consciousness, the animating principle of all living things, just like this totality, this one beyond a second can apparently be channeled and taken into an image of itself, such as the individual human mind and all of the individual human minds as different aspects of this one presence. Presence can apparently be taken further. The individual body-mind is not only a projection of the oneness, but the individual body-mind can project itself further out into further images, further away from the source and further away from life. And such is the composite of mental projections that is the online world, the physicality of such does not exist at all, and so pure spirit has been drawn into the physicality of body-mind entity, and then even out of physicality into a disembodied world of our own projection, not even a projection that necessarily continues from source, but a disjointed projection of a body-mind ego that sees itself as separate and then creates separate worlds from itself as if it was the source itself. And so when we forget God, we feel we have to become God. And we create things which we feel are necessary and good creations. But when seen in the light of love, often fall short. When seen in the light of presence, perhaps there is just an absence to these avenues, corridors, and dead ends we put consciousness into. And so we spend our time online, and yet, if you're online, is your consciousness far, far, far out from itself? Does presence still exist in this manufactured collection of numbers and codes made into pictures, pixels and pictures. Numbers and code made into pixels and pictures. You could argue that it's all in service to oneness, but you could say oneness has gone so far out from itself that it has become disconnected from its source. And the more we become disconnected from the source, the greater the danger that we will not find our way back, that we will lose ourselves to these electronic impressions that are not part of the original biological spectrum, biological production of consciousness itself. And we have this idea these days that if you're not online, you're nowhere. If you don't have an online presence, then you might as well not exist. So what does this say about existence and our conceptualization of existence? Online is not where existence is. Our existence is so much greater. But if we fail to recognize that our existence is so much greater, our existence becomes reduced to that which is much less than itself, i.e. we get stuck in an electronic world of our own creation, or at least an electronic world of our own facilitation. Because who knows where the impulse these technologies and their proliferation really comes from. Online presence, there is no such thing. Your presence is real, and it doesn't have to be all singing, all dancing. It is who you are, being here. Its way is decided by the way that it takes in you. To be present, to be celebrating life, does not look any particular way. But it is. Necessary to know the truth of your life in order to celebrate it. Otherwise, what are you celebrating? Otherwise, what are you creating? What are you manifesting? What are you in service to? So we need to know the truth of our life, the source that all life comes from, the essence that our seeing is born from. We need to know this, because if we do not know this, then we create worlds much less than this. Worlds that are disconnected from this. Worlds that apparently were away. Or self-sustain. But cannot ever be fully sustained. Because the ultimate sustainer they have detached themselves from. True presence is who you are, being here. And this being, your being, is hugely valuable as such. You are a unique expression of the oneness of life itself. Surely you want to come closer to this oneness so that you may experience it and express it more deeply, more intimately, and more connected. Connected in truth, not in image. For connection is more than disconnection, called connection. Connection is more than two people sat behind computer screens, sending text on screen to and from. Connection is the dwelling of beings within their truth, the shared recognition of this truth, and life lived in a way that acknowledges and honours this truth. And so life is not to be found online unless it is mistaken in itself, unless it has mistaken itself for something other than itself, and places the entirety of its existence here where it cannot be placed, lost itself to something else when there is nothing else. And this is interesting. This is a conundrum of the modern way, because people who know the truth of their existence don't invest so much energy in the lies. People who know this perhaps don't bother so much online. But then as life moves into the electronic version of itself, as society is swept up in the electronic craze of putting ourselves, our lives, those things that are to be held sacred, online, as the masses move online, and those who know truth choose not to participate, then those who had truth to share are excluded from the debate. The sanity of love is no longer included. And the electronic monsters gain more and more power. Or apparent power over the consciousness that is life. Because when we lend our consciousness, when we give our consciousness over to something which is not conscious, to something other than consciousness, then we create monsters. We create worlds of death that were further and further away from life. And we create hollow shells where life is absent. And those hollow shells can only be filled by something other than life. And this is the danger. For the electronic world of the internet is like the nervous system of a being removed from life. And if it is removed from life, it is going to be filled with something other than that light of life. It is going to be filled with darkness. Absent of life, filled with darkness. Is this the world we want to create? Is this the world that light creates? Is this anything to do with light? Is this anything to do with presence? Or is this just another figment of the misunderstanding imagination to be let go of?